This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me, short. Look at me, short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch. All alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
Na, na, na. Part-time lover. That's right. We back. It's the captain. Let it go, Nick. Let it go, Nick. Let it go. Let's wake him up.
Let it marinate.
Yeah, let it roll. Let him get in here.
Let it settle.
Yes. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day.
It's the only one. Okay, so here's the thing I do. Let me share it with you. So today is the 21,733rd day of my life.
Wow.
21,733 sunrises, sunsets, wake-ups, and sleeps.
EST, 19.
How many smiles you think are in now?
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Multiplied by right. At least 20.
Right. How many fist bumps, right?
30. Multiplied.
And this
like
is the
that.
Only 21,733 I'm ever going to get.
Dang. Just one.
That's it. So I better do something with it.
You better do something with it today.
Right?
Because it'll be in the history books tomorrow.
Yeah. Better do something with it.
Well.
There you go, partner.
Got to do a little something with it. Ticket Country. How we doing today? Mr. Jackson is on a roll. Reggie Ball was supposed to be here, but he couldn't get off work, and that's okay.
Happens.
Yeah, that happens. We'll have him back. Abdul Muhammad will be tomorrow.
One of my favorite dudes to interview.
Yeah.
One of my favorite guys to interview.
History book.
Yeah.
Been through a lot. Next week, I tell my guys all the time, don't look to next week because today is not promised. But we're going to look to next week. Hopefully everybody that's listening will still be there for next week. You don't want to miss next week.
Did you invite them to next week?
Yeah, you're invited to next week.
There you go.
It's cornerbacks week. And we have got Michael Booker on Monday, first round draft pick, Atlanta Falcons. On Tuesday, we're going to come right back with first round draft pick, Prince Amukamara, and Super Bowl champ. We'll come right back to, on Wednesday, Baron Miles Sr., the legend of Canadian football, coaching football. Baron Miles Jr. plays now at receiver. I hope to bring Baron Miles Jr. into the studio.
Okay.
And we'll talk to Baron Miles Sr. on the phone at the same time. On Thursday, Rico will be happy about this one. We're going to bring in Fonzo Denard. Super Bowl champion, Fonzo Denard, New England Patriots. And then on Friday, my big brother in the faith, we're going, and Barry Miles as well, but Tyrone Williams, two-time national champ and Super Bowl champ, will be here to end it Friday with a bang.
Finish strong.
But today you will get a treat from a guy who is a certified speech guy like Aaron Davis. Mm-hmm. He is a certified motivator. He had to go through some things at Nebraska in life, coming from the mean streets of D.C. back then. And
how old is he?
Keith's got to be 4. If I'm 46, about to be 47, he's got to be 49. I don't think he's 50 yet.
Young buck.
Yeah, he's young pup.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's young pup. I think he went to.
Got to find out where he went to high school.
That'll be real easy. Yeah. That'll be real easy to find out. We'll know here at 11:30.
Okay.
So look forward to that at 11:30. I told you guys, Tom Brady's retiring.
We might have to hang out.
Yeah. You're going to like Keith Mercer.
Yeah, we might have to hang out.
He's a great guy. Yeah. He's got probably the top 5 recruits in this area, Division One guys.
Why is Vershawn so intent on retiring Tom Brady?
That's exactly what I was just looking up on my phone. Did I miss something, VJ? What do you know that nobody else knows?
Stay off Giselle's phone, man, first of all. Like, leave that woman alone. She's trying to live her life.
Sometimes you got to get a little insider trading information. I'm just saying. It's obvious to me. Gronkowski saying, if y'all pressure me, I'm not coming back. Tom Brady's not going anywhere without Gronkowski. I promise you that. It's like his personal protector. Mm-hmm.
Why do you try to force Tom Brady to retire?
Because I don't want to see him get hurt. I don't want to see him mar his career and be known for the guy. It's like Coach Osborne. You talked about going out on top. Mm-hmm. Coach Osborne went out on top. National champ. He said, I'm a fold a 10 in here, and I'm going to live out the rest of my life, and the living legend is still a living legend.
Yeah.
But had he said, well, let me coach – you know, 3 years or 4 years. You got to think he had already coached for 25 years. So, and I was head coach. So, I mean, at what time do we say enough is enough? And Coach Osborne could have coached all the way up until today. You know, right now it might be too late, and Miss Nancy might have a problem with that. But I just like to see Tom Brady go out, not on his shield, but go out standing up tall. He's got a wife, he's got kids, and he's got a lot longer life to live than he's ever going to live in the NFL.
I'm a member of the Let People Live As They Live club, or whatever space you need to be in. But Tom Brady staying in the game is kind of a gangster move. Like, I've given Tom Brady more credit for the last 2 years than I have for the previous 12. Because he stayed in the game, elevated. He's doing things, like, I didn't give him full credit for the things he did when he was young, because I thought Belichick had built a kind of an environment around him that led him to be successful. But the last couple of years, it was like, wait a minute, you're supposed to be done, and you are just balling. Like,
they built the team around him again.
Well, I mean,
they already had a defense.
It's just giving credit for what he did at 42, 43, 44, rather than what he did at 32, 33, 34. Like, I kind of expected what he was doing in the game at that point, because they were in the he was sitting on the throne, and he was knocking off legends. Like, bap, get out of here. Get out of here, Peyton Manning. Bap. Get out of here, Drew Brees. Get out. This is mine.
Bap. Ben Roethlisberger.
Right, right. But then at 42, 43, 44, to look at the young dudes, and not from on high, he's like, I'm still here.
If a precursor ever was so evident, it was against the Rams and how many times Brady was hit. It is the time. It only take one hit to be game-changing, life-changing. Just one. He has been extremely lucky. He's had great people around him that protected him, and he's had great defenses. But the minute you start taking pieces away and Brady starts taking those big-time shots, I just don't think it's healthy.
The rules have been moved to protect Tom Brady. Literally to protect Tom Brady. Like, you can't hit a quarterback at the knee. Why? Because people said, well, we want the pocket messy, so when Brady steps up, he's going to step up short and he'll throw high. Like, that was literally the rule for how people were going to defend him. And the league said, hey, we're going to take that away. Like, we need to protect Tom Brady. So let's not have Tom Brady spend eight weeks on the injured list. Let's keep guys off his knee so nobody can be hit at the knee at the quarterback position, because you once hit Tom Brady on the knee.
There are some players that will disregard that rule and destroy Tom Brady to get him out of the game.
Really?
Yes. Are you kidding me? the greatest guy in almost comeback history.
Would you want that as a legacy that you cheap shot at Tom Brady?
I didn't. Who said cheap shot?
Well, that's what it would be because it's illegal.
I'm not.
It's absolutely illegal. Okay, so if he does
they don't have to necessarily go at the knees. It could be a sandwich situation. Somebody could get pushed into him. My point is, if a defensive end gets an opportunity to come off the edge free and lay Tom Brady out in any way, shape, fashion, or form, believe me, they're going to take a shot.
Shame on them.
They're going to take a shot.
And there was a time, you know, there's a time when I didn't care what happened to Tom Brady. But I would say that somebody would, in a regular hit, it happens to every quarterback. Troy Aikman, LeVar Arrington put him out. Joe Montana, Big Martin from the Giants, hit him on the blind side, came across, almost took his head clean off. Every quarterback reaches a point later in his career where he takes the hit that turns him into a broadcaster.
Steve Young.
Like, we all know, we know the plays, we know the situations. I just think that at 44, if he feels like he has enough gas in the tank to go through to have his exit moment, like, I don't think Tom Brady's had his exit moment yet.
It's not he's got plenty of gas in the tank. Are they going to put the weapons around him to make what he has left in the tank look spectacular?
No.
Well, then get out of there, Brady, while you still can walk, talk. You can play with your kids. You can throw to them. You can do a lot of things. You have nothing else to prove.
That's why we said the 49ers.
Yeah. Nothing else to prove.
Well, you got a nice offensive line. You got the protective pieces for the easy throws for him. Arm strength won't be an issue, right? So we don't have to worry about that. The easiest throw for quarterbacks to help them prolong careers and to build up stats is being able to throw through clean windows between the hashes. That's Kittle in space. That's Debo clearing that space for him. You run crossers with those two, and no team in the league could defend it. He doesn't have to hold the ball long. You've got a basic downhill running game that you could feed to. Got some tricks in the barrel with misdirection. Yeah, if he wherever he goes, I hope it's from that theory. That one, there's a tight end in place. There's a downhill runner, and then one stretch guy.
And then you guys got to start looking at a little bit deeper when you start looking at the contracts. You start looking at how many one-year contracts did Tampa Bay hand out this past year? How many guys are going to be in free agency coming up here this year?
Oh, I don't mind. If you're the GM for the Bucs, managing from year to year and being in Super Bowl competition every year, charge me whatever you want. Like, that, I want to live in that life. The GMs that I worry about are the dudes who have to figure out how to make Detroit competitive.
Yeah, they got to have a salary cap. There's a cap. There's a cap on the money that they can pay.
Green Bay's cap is negative $72 million, and they don't care. Like,
touche.
Right. Like, if you're going to do business for the sake of winning a Super Bowl, do business for the sake of winning a Super Bowl. And no team in the NFL can say they're shooting for the Super Bowl if they're not considering Tom Brady and wherever the hell he is. And if he's not somewhere opposing me and I can turn him into an ally, there ain't but four or five teams in the whole league who wouldn't trade whoever they have for Tom Brady for the idea of winning a Super Bowl in the next year.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
You trying to win or no?
That's ridiculous, you, man. Are you 40-some years old?
No,
man.
No. Are you trying to win a Super Bowl or not?
He could try to. Yeah, I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. So, but you got to build that. You can't just take Tom Brady and insert him into a situation
Tampa
that
just
looks.
Did it.
No, Tampa built their defense first, and then they started adding pieces.
Every NFL team has NFL players of a high level on their team. Even if they win three games in the league, they still have dudes that are number one draft picks in high numbers. That's how they became. That's how why they're sitting at the bottom of the league. Everybody's got talent. The difference makers in the NFL are rare, rare, and you got the difference maker. The difference maker in the NFL.
Was it a difference maker if we lost?
But you efforted to it, bro. There are teams, the organizations that don't even really try to win the Super Bowl. They fake hustle like they're trying to win a Super Bowl, but it's a bunch of dudes holding on to jobs just to collect really nice checks and say they're part of the NFL. That's not pursuing the Super Bowl title at an elite level. There are a whole lot of programs that you guys faced back in the day that said they wanted to be Nebraska but wouldn't work to be Nebraska.
I'd agree with that, but you know, and you have to have the pieces, but what I'm saying is, one, if he's going to come back, he might as well stay put. And they find a third.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, if he's going to come back, I'd rather him go back at Tampa Bay. He knows the system. He don't have to reconnect with all of the guys in the locker room. Mm-hmm. That's all that people don't take that into consideration. That has to happen in order for the team to gel. I don't care what quarterback you bring in.
Nick, let me ask you, what teams in the NFL would not be better suited with Tom Brady at quarterback?
That's what I was thinking about. I was thinking about the teams that have pieces,
mm-hmm.
but their quarterback is bad.
Even if their quarterback's good.
Who wouldn't get
right?
better? So, like, the first teams that wouldn't get better, or at least stay the same, Bills, Chiefs.
I don't know that you put the Bills in that category.
He couldn't play for the Bills or the Chiefs in that offense that they run at all.
But to understand what we're talking about, we're talking about the urgency. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me you're trying to win a Super Bowl if you're not trying to win a Super Bowl now. Like, don't tell me you're trying to win the Big Ten if you're not trying to win the Big Ten
this year
now. So if I got to win now, if I got to win a Super Bowl now, and they tell me that I can have Tom Brady as my quarterback next year, there ain't but a couple of teams that wouldn't take Tom Brady. And you could tell me Josh Allen, but why would you take a dude who's a – why would you take Josh Allen – why would you take Josh Allen for 1 year to win a Super Bowl when he's never won a Super Bowl and Tom's won a grip full?
You guys have made sense on one team Tom Brady going to, and that's San Francisco. Other than that, you have not come
Dallas?
Up with one – are you kidding me?
Dallas? Dallas
Stop
is
it.
Dallas, whatever team Tom Brady went to in the NFC would be the prohibitive favorite in the NFC. Period. Who's – you know what? I'll ask you this
He couldn't
question.
Go to Dallas. There's no way that he goes to Dallas.
Who's – next year, let me ask you – and, Nick, you can answer this first. Who's – without knowing who wins the Super Bowl, who is the prohibitive – who is the team that the title – the NFC title has to go through next year as we currently stand?
Well, current
– it's Tampa Bay and Tom Brady.
Tampa Bay –
it's Tampa Bay and Tom Brady.
If he comes back.
And Tom Brady's the reason why.
Well, yeah, because
it's not the only reason.
If you take Tom Brady off that team.
He's the key piece.
Who's Tampa Bay's dude at quarterback? If Tom Brady's
I said
there.
He's the key piece. But he wasn't the only reason why they did what they did. Because if that was the case, then they would have won. They was missing a receiver. An elite receiver or a guy that could just catch.
My GM mind is real simple. Mm-hmm. And I'll ask you, if I'm hiring you today as my GM, and I said, Rashawn, you can build an entire career here. I'll give you whatever contract you want for whatever amount if you win the Super Bowl this year with any roster, with any position players, and the only place that's not fulfilled yet is quarterback.
I'm taking Tom Brady.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm telling you, in this climate, Tom Brady is a businessman. He's got to be looking at things from a business perspective now. Gronkowski hasn't been 100% since he took the biggest hit of his life.
Get a tight end. That's much easier than a Tom Brady. Look, you can go get Kittle. If the deal is right.
Kittle ain't leaving San Francisco.
If the deal is right.
Forget about it.
Look,
like telling Kelce to leave.
If they don't
Why
know,
would Kelce leave Mahomes, the billion-dollar guy,
Garoppolo
to
isn't
go?
Brady.
Right. Garoppolo is not Mahomes.
And Garoppolo's not Brady.
Right. And we don't even know if Garoppolo is going to be the quarterback for the 49ers next year.
I would also
say he's making
that he's
a decision.
Not
right. Like
because they have Trey Lance.
Where would you – so, again, this is – you have to make it relative.
Sure.
Okay, Rashawn, we need you for tight end, and we'll make a Super Bowl run. We need a tight end. But you get to choose. You get to choose a quarterback that's going to take you to a Super Bowl championship. This is the last shot you're going to get.
It's not. You keep trying to throw these curveballs.
That's no curveball.
That's an obvious.
That's a softball.
That's an obvious answer.
That's a softball.
A soft curveball.
Lobbed.
That's a soft lob. Right over the curveball. That was soft. It lobbed it and you curved it too. I'm taking Tom Brady.
Okay, that's
any funny. Tight end worth his mind. If your mindset is to catch balls,
mm-hmm.
you got to go with Tom Brady because he loves the tight end.
Right?
He loves the tight
end.
But I just think that he's had a great career. I don't want to see him hurt. And I would rather see him go out on top.
My dude back east says a Mercer is a Capitol Heights dude. He's from Capitol Heights, Maryland.
Here's a question.
That tells me a lot.
See?
Okay.
Now you know.
Okay.
You from that way.
Is there a scenario where Tom Brady isn't on top?
Other than Kansas City? No.
Because, like, even if he comes back next year and doesn't win a Super Bowl and then retires after next year, I'm still not putting, in terms of legacy, Mahomes over Tom Brady.
That ain't even a conversation. Yeah.
Exactly. So then, what's
you got to get? You got to go Brett Favre.
Exactly. So how is Tom Brady not on top if he comes back again?
Because he can get hurt.
Well, but football's a hurt sport.
He'll still
what
be on
sport
top.
Are we talking about? We ain't talking about ice skating, bro. We talking about football.
Tom Brady. Excuse me, but Tom, when have you known Tom Brady to miss an entire season?
When he got hit in the knee and he missed three quarters of the season.
How many times did that happen?
Twice. Well, he got suspended once, and then he got hit on the knee.
So one time.
Mm-hmm.
Out of how many career games, out of how many career years?
Right.
That's my point. He has dodged bullets.
He's Neo. So let's accept that he's Neo and allow the dude to play. He knows how to not get hurt.
Take your time. Let Gronkowski heal up. If you're going to come back, bring back the big fella because you know him. Put another receiver in AB spot that can catch the ball and do some things. You got to bring back the big fella back there running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then continue to build to that defense, and I think he comes back. But that would be the only way.
And what would the salary be for this next year?
He's making $8 million.
You're making $8 million.
Yeah, don't believe the hype.
No, that's not. That's just the public.
That's just all that is fluff money.
Yeah.
I guarantee it'll be upwards. It'll be upwards of 50.
Mm-hmm.
If he came back,
$50 million.
And also, like, finding another receiver isn't going to be a problem because from a receiver's perspective, I'm going to have Tom Brady throwing me the rock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why they've had no problem getting guys around him in Tampa Bay.
Because what?
Because Tom Brady's throwing him the rock. Chris Godwin's not Chris Godwin without Tom
Brady.
Stop
it. You guys weren't Tampa Bay fans to say that, okay? When they had Jameis Winston, guess who they had? Godwin. Guess who was balling? Godwin.
Yeah.
Okay? So let's not say he wasn't a baller. He's a baller. Both of those guys were still balling. But it wasn't until they added Gronkowski.
Evans is the guy.
Evans is the dude, the red zone threat.
Like, Evans is the guy. Godwin is – at some point was 3 or 4.
No, you guys.
If Evans is
I'm
the
a
guy,
Tampa Bay fan.
If Evans is the guy and Gronk is 1B. So Evans is 1A.
Gronk was Gronk not run 1B. Godwin was 1B.
When they needed a play, who did they throw to?
Godwin. Better go check it out.
You who had more first downs?
I mean, I'm not
who had
I'm
more
not
catches
saying
for
who,
first downs.
Well, he's hurt. Let's go back to last year, though. Go back to last year, Nick. Okay. If you're going to go back last year, and let's see who did what between Godwin and the big fella.
And here's the beauty of all of this, that Brady can say he did it with those four. He can say he did it with another four in New England, and then before that, another four, because that four was different from the last four. Then he can do it with the Moss four. Then he can do it with the four of some dudes who look like – who was it? A little Troy and them. Like, you
– You play chess?
No. I stay away from it.
Okay. Anyway, if anybody out there and you play chess, if you had a – it doesn't – the most powerful piece is the queen. So let's compare the queen because the queen can move.
Who are you calling the queen in this scenario?
Obviously, Tom Brady. I'm simply saying in the game,
No!
In the game.
He's literally the king.
He is the king.
And everybody else sacrifices and efforts to protect him.
Listen, they put pieces around him.
But that's the whole
point. He is the king. You're right.
He's the king.
He is the king.
He's the king.
But he moves like the queen. He's more
important. Mr. Unlimited, Mr. Unlimited's on the text line. He says, I am a Tampa Bay fan. VJ is right. Godwin is 1B.
Thank you.
But Evans is the 1A, which is what my point would be. Evans is the dude. Godwin is the other dude.
When did
that's
when
Robin.
When did Brady get to Tampa?
2020.
So Godwin had 525, 842 receiving yards in his first 2 years in Tampa Bay. Then he broke out in 2019. And then in 2020, when Brady was there, had 840. And then this last season had 1,103. So he had one good season.
Listen,
one.
If you,
before
if,
Brady got there.
One. Yeah. How many years did he play before Brady got there?
That was his third year.
Thank you.
So how are you going to say he was 1A?
Bro, you don't even watch. You don't know about Tampa Bay.
And I know. You know what it was? Jameis Winston would literally just chuck it up to Mike Evans.
Cut his mic.
Every single time.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what it was.
What?
That's what it was. They said Jameis Winston would just be like, screw it. Mike Evans is down there somewhere.
Yep.
Bro, Jameis Winston would throw the worst picks at the worst time. He would throw for 5 touchdown passes, and in the fourth quarter, going into the end zone with a minute to go, they're on the 15-yard line, he'll throw it, a pick six.
That's why he threw 33 and 33 that
that's
season.
Why Tom 30, Brady 30. Being
30-30, yeah.
That's why that's Tom Brady being plugged into those pieces made that work. I'm not saying Tom Brady didn't make Godwin better. Tom Brady make everybody around him better. That's like Tommy Frazier. Everybody's game is elevated because he's great.
That's the exact point. That's literally my discussion.
Godwin isn't this year's Godwin without Tom Brady.
Stop.
Listen, that's literally my point.
Guys, we were talking about Godwin being after Gronkowski as far as on the target list. And I told you guys that Godwin has been balling. You guys try to act as if Godwin just started balling because he was with Tom Brady. No, Tom Brady made him an all-pro.
Made who an all-pro?
Godwin, if he wouldn't have got hurt.
He didn't make him anything if he hasn't been it. Like,
he was on his way. How many yards did he have?
The year before Brady got there, which was Jameis Winston's 30-30, which – aside from the 30 picks, was his best year in the league. He had 1,333 yards.
There you go. Now, so we know that if you're a 1,000-yard receiver in the National Football League, you got to be doing something right.
Okay.
How many did Evans have, you know?
Let me look that up real quick.
Okay.
I'm just saying, y'all. Tom Brady's got pieces.
If Willie hasn't figured this out yet, so Willie on the text line says, DP's always playing devil's advocate. That is literally sports radio.
Mike Evans had 1,157.
Oh. Okay, so we're talking 1A to 1B, 100 yards separate the two, right?
For one season. The seasons before that, Mike Evans had 1,524, 1,001, 1,321, 1,206, 1,051.
Bro, I believe he's been over 1,000 every year in his career. We're not talking about Mike Evans. And Mike Evans was the only guy until Godwin got there. When Godwin got there, it gave him another weapon.
Okay. We got somebody on the phone.
Whatever.
Mario, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? This dude is speaking facts about Chris Godwin right now. I just want you to know.
Thank you.
I'm not taking anything away from Mike Evans. He was the number one guy. He probably will be the number one guy. 8 straight seasons of 1,000 yards, obviously number one guy. But like he said, as soon as Godwin stepped in, he made that number two role. And if you look back just on this year alone, the reason his knee got blown out and the reason he got injured is because he's the guy going over the middle making those 5-yard plays so Tom Brady can get another pass in for the next guy. So Chris Godwin is definitely probably the number two receiver, even when Antonio Brown was there.
I'd agree with that.
I don't know.
I mean, if Antonio Brown had came.
So when did – here is my point, and I'm able
thanks
to focus.
For that, Mario.
I'm able to focus. What I said to you was that Tom Brady would be able to do what Tom Brady does better than anybody else in the league. And if you were going to have to say, Can I my team win a Super Bowl this year? Who do I need as a quarterback? Who gives me the best chance? You got into the peripheral of what was going on in Tampa, and listen to me.
Troublesome.
Yeah, no. This is
he's a
simple.
Starter, dude. He's a starter over here. He's a straight starter.
Well, that's
right. The match.
Right. Like this is.
Can I say something real quick? Just real fast.
Yes.
The year Tom Brady's first year when they got Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown played 4 less games than Chris Godwin and only had 20 less receptions.
Your point.
4 less games, Tom Brady was targeting Antonio Brown more than he was Chris Godwin.
Antonio Brown, if he had his mind on straight, is the best receiver in the game.
You're doing a whole lot of ifs and buts were candy and nuts. Oh, what a party we'd have.
Oh, my God.
Like, just
if they would have had Antonio Brown, they would have won the game.
If he hadn't got hurt, you doing some Keith Sweat.
I love Chris Godwin. And Chris Godwin's great.
He's the number two receiver in
Tampa Bay, but I'm just saying.
He's not
1A. He's not 1B. He's number 2.
Man, you know what? I'm kicking everybody out of the studio but Nick.
It's your show.
It's the captain. It's the ticket. I don't feel that way. 93.7, the ticket. We'll be right back.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.